A reading from the first book of Samuel. Having heard that David was hiding out in the desert, Saul rose and went down to the wilderness of Ziph with 3,000 chosen men of Israel to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph. David and Abishai went into Saul's army by night. There Saul lay sleeping within the encampment, with his spear stuck in the ground at his head, and Abner and the army lay around him. Abishai said to David, "God has given your enemy into your hand today. Now, therefore, let me pin him to the ground with one stroke of the spear. I will not strike him twice." But David said to Abishai, "Do not destroy him, for who can raise his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless?" So David took the spear that was at Saul's head and the water jar, and they went away. No one saw it or knew it, nor did anyone awake, for they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord had fallen upon them. Then David went to the other side and stood on top of a hill, far away, with a great distance between them. David called aloud to Saul, "Here is the spear, O king. Let one of the young men come over and get it. The Lord rewards everyone for his righteousness and his faithfulness. For the Lord gave you into my hands today, but I would not raise my hand against the Lord's anointed. As your life was precious today in my sight, so may my life be precious in the sight of the Lord. And may he rescue me from all tribulation. Then Saul said to David, "Blessed be you, my son David. You will do many things and will succeed in them." So David went away, and Saul returned to his place. The word of the Lord.
Gracious is A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. It is written, "The first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. But it is not the spiritual that is first, but the physical, and then the spiritual. The first was from the earth, made of dust. The second is from heaven. As was the one of dust, so are those who are of the dust. And as is the one of heaven, so are those who are of heaven. Just as we have borne the image of the one of dust, we will also bear the image of the one of heaven. What I am saying, brothers and sisters, is this: flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable." The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to the Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you have ears to hear, listen carefully to this. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If someone slaps you on the cheek, turn the other cheek as well. And if someone takes your coat, be ready to give him your shirt. And if someone steals your goods, do not expect to get them back. In short, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. What credit is there to you if you love those who love you? Do not sinners do as much? And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is there to you? Sinners do as well. And if you lend to those from whom you expect to get return, what credit is there to you? Do not sinners lend to sinners in expectance of getting full return? But I say to you, love your enemies, do good, and give without expecting return. And then you will be great, and you will be called children of the Most High. For He shows kindness to the ungrateful and to the wicked. You are to be merciful, as your Father is merciful. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Give, and it will be given back to you. Full measure, pressed down, shaken together, flowing over, poured into your lap. For what you measure to others will be measured to you in return." The Gospel of the Lord.